Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
From your ear, to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet. Join this life on 657 AM.
Siyakudumisa ke Thixo, mthetheleli wezono zethu. Siyakudumisa Thixo wethu, mzali wethu wokuqala. Siyakudumisa Thixo, siqalo nesiphetho. Siyakudumisa Thixo. Mlungisi wempilo zethu, siyakudumisa Thixo sithandwa senhliziyo zethu, siyakudumisa Thixo mhlanguli wempilo zethu namhlanje, siyakubulela Somandla ngobuhle nobungcwele bakho, siyakubulela mzali ungusonini nanini ukhonga amaxesha onke kubantu bonke kwiindawo zonke namhlanje sisondela ebusweni bakho Thixo wethu sizokuvuma into yokubona wena nguYehova ezimpilweni zethu sizokuvuma Thixo wethu uba nguwe oneqonga elimileyo kwiintliziyo zethu uphakeme bawo akekho Thixo ngafaniswa alinganiswe nawe Nkosi yamakhosi unguThixo ohlula ingcali Somandla unguThixo owawukhona ekuqaleni uyawuhlela ukhona Thixo wethu kude kube ngonaphakade. We enter into your presence this morning, O God, with thanksgiving in our hearts. And we enter into your courts with praise, my Father. We want to thank you, Lord God Almighty, for the opportunity to fellowship with you, O God. We want to thank you for the opportunity to fellowship with one another, mighty Father, in your presence. We want to thank you for the opportunity to interact with your word, O God. We want to thank you that your word is who you are, Thixo wethu. Every time we interact with this word, we are interacting, mighty God, with you, ubuqu bakho. We are inclining our ear, mighty God, to your instruction. We are inclining our ear to your precepts, mighty Father. The word tells us that your instructions are perfect, my Father. They give understanding and wisdom to the simple, oh God. Your precepts, mighty God, they lack ambiguity, my Father. Your precepts take away to a clear, mighty Father. Your precepts, mighty God, are full of wisdom. Thixo wethu, they lead us down paths of righteousness. For your name's sake this morning, your precepts, Thixo wethu olungileyo, are trustworthy. Your precepts this morning, Lord God Almighty, your word, your instruction, Nkosi yamakhosi, zisihlahlela indlela, lighting our path, O God, and being a lamp to our feet this morning. We want to thank you, mighty God, your precepts, they carry power. The power that we need, Nkosi yamakhosi, to live our lives in the steps that you have ordered for us. Your precepts, mighty God, are without error this morning, Somandla. Ilizwi lakho lithembakele, Thixo wethu. Ilizwi lakho limile, Thixo namandla onke. This morning, Father, we want to acknowledge, Lord God Almighty, that many times, Nkosi yamakhosi, we have found ourselves in a place where it feels like kunzima ukuphila intsindiso. Kakuhle kakuhle, Somandla, it is not difficult, this journey that you have called us to. This is the place, mighty God, in your presence, where we thrive, where we are at our best. Thixo wethu, xa iba yinyama yethu, Nkosi yamakhosi, that continues to reject imiyalelo yakho. And that's why this morning we are appreciating the opportunity, Lord, to come into your presence, to hear from you, Father, to interact with your word, O God. We are reminded of the instruction that you gave to Joshua, not to be afraid or discouraged, Almighty Father, to understand that the call to which he has been called, it is irreversible, my Father, and the only way to prosper is if he meditates on the word of the Lord day and night, not removing it from his mouth. So this morning, Father, nathi singabo bantu that recognize ubana leli lizwi, here is our daily bread, here is our diet, Thixo wethu, here is this bread, mighty God, that gives us life. It revives, Nkosi yamakhosi, life in our bones. It revives, Nkosi yamakhosi, even the flow of blood, the generation of energy in our bodies. It cleanses our minds, Somandla, purifies our hearts. This is what the word does. It gives nourishment to our soul. So this morning we are grateful, Thixo wethu, that you have opened up the gates of prayer.
praise. You have opened up your presence, mighty God, and invited us in this morning that we may dine with you, that we may dwell with you, that we may account to you, O God, that we may come before your presence with our supplications, O God, that we may offer our sacrifices of praise, that we may render petitions and repentance, Lord God Almighty, on our behalf, on behalf of our families, on behalf of our communities, on behalf of our cities, on behalf of our nations. We want to bless you this morning. We don't take for granted, Lord God Almighty, that there is nothing we could have done to earn ourselves the right to be called the sons of God. There is nothing we could have done to earn ourselves the right to dwell in your presence. But we come through the gate who is Jesus Christ. This morning, Lord, we want to thank you that in this time, in this meeting, you give us the revelation, mighty God, of what it means to be born again. It doesn't mean, Lord God Almighty, the physical birthing, Lord God Almighty. It is to be born of the water and the Spirit, my Father, to be washed with the Word and to be led by your Spirit, my Father. This morning, we want to thank you, that these are the two ingredients that we hunger and thirst over. We hunger and thirst for your Word, Lord God Almighty. We hunger and thirst, mighty God, that we be purified and cleansed so that the Holy Spirit can live within our hearts and live within our hearts to rule and to reign, to direct our paths, almighty God. We want to thank you this morning for purity of heart, Lord God Almighty. We want to thank you this morning that this heart is deceitful, but you are the only one who is able to cleanse it. You are the only one who knows the condition of the heart. We want to thank you that sometimes you will allow blows and pain just because you want to cleanse our heart, because blows come to cleanse the heart. So this morning we want to thank you, King of Glory, that the heart is the seat of your Word. Therefore this morning, sifuna ukubeka inhliziyo zethu phambi kwamehlo akho, Thixo wethu, sisangena kwindawo yomkhuleko, sithi Somandla, khawucokise ezinhliziyo Somandla, zenze zibe msulwa phambi kwamehlo akho. Lord God Almighty, if there is anything uluthi olukhoyo ezinhlizweni zethu, if there is any poison, my Father, if there is anything that contaminates our heart, Lord God, evil motives, unforgiveness, bitterness, anger, rage, Somandla, anything to go to disappointment, hurt, pain that we are holding on to way beyond the time that we ought to hold on to it, if there is anything to go that compromises the purity of our heart, this morning we want to lay it down, we want to repent of it, and we want to ask you, Lord, forgive us and cleanse our hearts this morning. Cleanse, mighty God, these hearts from which the life, the issues of life flow this morning. Teach us how to guard our hearts this morning, mighty God. Set a seal, mighty God, even over our mouth, because our mouth, mighty God, speaks from the abundance of the heart. This morning, we ask that you reveal our hearts. Let us hear not just the heartbeat, but the words, mighty God, that are stored in our hearts. Let us hear the thoughts that are stored in our hearts. Let us hear, Somandla, the beating of the drum of our heart this morning, Lord God Almighty, as you cleanse us and wash us and place us under the fountain of your Word. We want to stand in agreement with Jesus Christ, who has already prayed that our faith may not fail. We want to stand in agreement with Jesus Christ, who is currently interceding, mighty Father, that he may present us before the throne of God, our Heavenly Father, without blemish nor spot. We agree with him when he says to us, "But you, O little children, are gods. You are children of the Most High God." We agree with Jesus Christ when he says, "We are no longer strangers, but we are part of the commonwealth of Israel, your covenant people." We agree with Jesus Christ this morning that he no longer calls us servants, but we have become friends, to join heirs together with him, ruling and reigning. This morning we stand in agreement, mighty God, with each and every effort that we have seen him make in pursuit of our lives. We agree that we are no longer mighty Father servants, but we are children of the Most High God. We agree this morning with the power of the Holy Spirit at work in our lives, doing exceeding exceeding abundantly, mighty God, beyond that which we could think or even ask, to bring forth the fruit of this salvation. We agree today, Tikowetu, that we shall lack nothing, no good thing shall we lack, mighty Father. This morning, mighty God, because we trust in you, Father, we agree with the word of God that reminds us, mighty God, that you are able to will it in us, both to act and to will according to your good purposes. Father, we agree with your workmanship this morning, because we are not our own. We are the sheep of your pasture, the workmanship of your hands. We agree, mighty God, that you have begun a good work and that you are seeing it to completion until the day of Christ. So, Mandla, we agree this morning that we are partakers and sojourners on a journey. We agree this morning that the power, mighty God, that is in these earthen vessels is not of our own, but it is the power of God that is able to change situations. It is able to minister. It is able to declare life where there seems to be no life. It is able, mighty God, to minister and witness the gospel of Jesus Christ in all its purity. This morning we want to thank you. Thank you for being so generous to us, mighty God. You are a generous giver. You are a giver of life. You are a giver of instruction. You are a giver of direction. You are a giver of light. You are a giver of salt. You are a giver of my God. You are a giver of revelation. You are a giver this morning, mighty God, of staying power. You are a giver of faith. You are a giver of grace. You are a giver of compassion. You are a giver of love. You are a giver of forgiveness. My Father, this morning, we want to thank you that you are so generous to us. You are constantly pouring out, mighty God, all of these virtues that you have given us, which pertains to life and godliness, that we may not stumble along the way. Mighty God, that you are the giver of life itself and life in all its abundance, where the enemy attempts to kill, to steal, and to destroy. So, Mandla, your life is able to superimpose the efforts and the schemes of the enemy, that they will not come to pass, my Father, in our lives. Siyabulela mzali wethu ngobungcwele nobungcwalisa ngobulungisa bakho ezimpilweni zethu namhlanje. We want to thank you, mighty God, that you have given us instruction, that the weapons of our warfare, Nkosi yamakhosi, they are not carnal, but they are mighty to the pulling down of strongholds. So we want to thank you this morning that you pull down every stronghold, Thixo wethu, that stands to impede, mighty God, and to oppose our pursuit of Christ, to oppose, Lord God Almighty, our working out our salvation with trembling and fear. Mighty God, we thank you that we pull down every stronghold this morning that has continued to minister lies, Nkosemakosi, lies that separate us from you, lies that convince us that we are not good enough, lies that convince us, mighty God, that we are too sick to pray, lies, mighty God, that convince us that we are too sinful to be accepted when we repent, lies that remind us, Lord God, of the things that others have done, when your love keeps no record of wrong. Lord, we thank you that every stronghold that continues to minister lies, mighty God, that cause us to be greedy, and not to be content with where you have placed us, with what you have given us, with who you have made us, with the work that you are doing in our lives. Lord, we thank you that those strongholds are pulled down. They're not carnal, mighty God, but they are spiritual. And therefore the weapon, which is the word of the Lord, the sword of the Spirit, is mighty to pull down these strongholds. This morning we want to thank you. Father, we want to thank you that we are continuously and forever armored in you, O God. We are armored with the helmet of salvation, Lord God, that covers us, mighty Father, and covers our head. It covers our thought patterns. It covers the center of the will. It covers the center of decision making. It covers, mighty God, the way in which we receive information and process information. It covers, mighty God, the way in which we are able to formulate opinion, the way in which we are able able to see things. Thixo wethu, the salvation causes us to see mighty God as you see, to have the mind of Christ. This morning in the name of Jesus, we want to thank you, King of Glory. What a glorious and wonderful God you are. Thixo namandla onke, we want to thank you that this helmet, it protects us from our own ego. Thixo wethu olungileyo, Nkosi emakhosi, the ego has no place under this helmet of salvation, which is a banner and a shield, mighty Father. We thank you that because of this helmet, you have become our stronghold. You are everything that we need. You are our most present help in time of need. Father, you are our banner. You are the blessed Nisi over our lives. You are the cloud that covers us by day. You are the pillar of fire by night. Lord, that is what the salvation is. It is the courtroom of heaven at which mighty God, every accusation is thrown out of the court roll. Every accusation of the enemy is declared null and void because of this helmet of salvation. My Father, this morning we want to thank you that our dreams are revived in this helmet of salvation. We want to thank you this morning, Kosemakosi, that the things that we have lost when we were in rebellion, they are restored under this helmet of salvation. My God, that you break the arrows of the enemy, Kosemakosi, under this arrow of salvation. Under this helmet of salvation, our wonderful Father, we want to thank you this morning that you teach us how to walk. You teach us how to talk because of this salvation. We want to bless you, my Father. We want to bless you that this helmet is firmly placed over our head this morning. We will hear a voice behind us telling us which way to go. There is direction and clarity. We want to bless you this morning, King of Glory, that without this salvation, besingenawo kwazi nokume bukhoneni bakho, besingenawo zazi izono zethu, Thixo wethu, besingenawo wazi umusa wakho, Thixo wethu, ongcwele nonamandla nophakamileyo. Ekuseni siyabulela umuso ngaka, Thixo wethu, this mercy that is abounding, mighty God, that you have made new this morning, Lord God, that you make new every morning, Lord God. We take advantage of this mercy this morning, King of Glory, thanking you for being such a decisive God, for being such a compassionate Father to us, for being, Lord God, such a loyal friend. Oh my God. God, ekuseni siyabulela Thixo wethu namandla onke ngokuthembakala kwakho ngenxa yelenxeba yakho ngenxa yomuso ngaka somandla. We want to thank you. We are hard pressed on every side, like sheep to the slaughter, mighty God. But we want to thank you, Thixo wethu, that all things and victory is ours through Christ who has loved us this morning. We want to thank you that nothing can separate us from uthando lwakho ngenxa yenceba yakho ekuseni somandla. Not death, not even life, not angels, not demons, Father, not our fears for today or hope for tomorrow, Thixo wethu, or worry about tomorrow. Not even the powers of hell can separate us from uthando. Oh my God, uthando lwakho ekuseni. No power in the sky above or the earth below can separate us. Nothing in all creation, Thixo wethu, can separate us from uthando lwakho ekuseni. Inkosi yamakhosi, siyakubulela somandla that you have loved us so much. You gave up your one and only begotten Son, Lord God Almighty. Who dare accuse us this morning, Almighty God? You are rebuking the accuser of the brethren, my Father. Who dare accuse us? For if God is for us, none shall be against us. We want to thank you that nothing can separate us from inceba yakho engumangaliso ezimpilweni zethu namhlanje. Thixo wethu, sithi thabathi indawo yakho ngenxa yomusa wakho. Sesingenile kule ndawo yendumiso. Sithi siyakudumisa kaloku Thixo, siyakuvuma ke bawo ukuba wenu nguYehova, siyakuvuma mzali wethu ukuba wenu nguThixo oziqusithathu umnye somandla, ruling and reigning in every area of our lives. Not afraid, my God, to convict us of sin. Not afraid to lead us, mighty God, to green pastures and streams of clean and quiet waters. Not afraid to call us back to a place of rest under the shadow of your wing. Ekuseni nje Thixo wethu, where no enemy, mighty God, can snatch us. We want to thank you for teaching us how to invest in the things that are above, my Father, not on the things that are perishable, where moth can kill. Thixo wethu, we want to, my God, this morning, we want to thank you, Nkosi yamakhosi, for a rich heavenly bank account. We want to bless you, my Father, ekuseni ngale ntsindiso, Thixo namandla onke. Sesizibona sesikwazi uthetha, sesizibona Thixo wethu sesikwazi uhamba, sesizibona Nkosi yamakhosi sekuvuleka amacange bekade evaliwe, sesizibona Thixo wethu singena apho kwakuthiwe akungenwa khona, sesizibona siphuma apho kwakuthiwe akuphunywa khona ngenxa yale ntsindiso ekuseni Nkosi yamakhosi. Sesizibona sikhethwa Thixo wethu, sesizibona singabokuqala besikade singabokugqibela, sesizibona izinto zisenzeke bekuthiwe azisoze zenzeke, Thixo namandla onke, ngenxa yale ntsindiso ekuseni. Sesibona amandla Nkosi yamakhosi aqashula izibopho ekuseni ngenxa yale ntsindiso Nkosi yamakhosi. Waze walunga kuthi mzali wethu, siyayibulela intsindiso, siyayibulela intsindiso somandla. Intsindiso ekwazi umqala kabutsha umntu, imenze abe sisidalwa esitsha kudlule konke okungemufa, Thixo wethu namandla onke, kube kukukhanya endleleni Nkosi yamakhosi. Siyakubulela namhlanje ngale ntsindiso, ngcwele yengcwele, ungcwele unamandla uphakeme, uyinkosi yamakhosi, usidudla ngothando, dwala lethu langonaphakade, mdala wezintsuku ekuseni, wena libo lethu lokuqala, Thixo lungama God ekuseni, ugcwele amandla unamandla ngamandla kuthi Thixo wethu onamandla onke. Siyakubulela ke babo ngobulungisa bakho, siyakubulela ngobungcwele ngokulunga kwakho Thixo wethu, otweza amaphiko wondle zonke izinto somandla, ukhusele bonke abantu bakho, ukhusele zonke izinto, uvule isandla sakho wondle izinto zonke, uthethe ubumnyama bubaleke, uthethe izinto kade zingekho zenzakale zibe khona. Thixo lunge kakhulu, wena okwazi ukupha Thixo wethu uphinde uthathe ngexesha lakho somandla, wena okwazi ubuyisela konke okudliwe isikhothane ekuseni. Siyakuphakamisa Thixo wethu olungileyo, wena oqashula Nkosi emakhosi izibopho zasemandulo, going to the third and the fourth generation, Lord, clearing and cleansing our bloodline. That is who you are, and that is why we are blessing you for this salvation. Thixo namandla onke, you give us a new name, Lord God Almighty, where it was said it could not be done, we have now been called the children of God. Where we were unloved, Thixo wethu, we are now called the beloved of the Lord, the ones who rest in between the shoulders of the Most High God. Lord, we bless you this morning. Where we were without identity, we are now part of the commonwealth of your covenant people, Lord God Almighty. We want to bless you this morning, covenant keeping God. Thixo wethu thembakele thina sesingathembakalanga, lithi lizwi lakho ngumhlengi kaIsrayeli, awulala wozeli somandla. Sithi thina noma sesingakwazi ulala Thixo wethu, ngenzingo ngengxaki ngengxaki esinaso, ube wena ungalelanga somandla, usijongi ujonga abantwana bethu kwindawo ngendawo abazihambayo, ujonga abayeni bethu kwindawo ngendawo abadlula kuzo, ujonga amakhosikazi ethu kwindawo ngendawo Thixo wethu abazibhaqa bekuzo, ujonge zonke izinto ngoba unguloThixo ungalaliyo. ungozeliyo ekuseni siyakudumisa ke Thixo siyakuvuma bawo ulungile unamandla uyingcwele uphakeme usidudla ngothando onkosi emakhosi sisweli imilomo ekuseni yokukudumisa sisweli imilomo Thixo wethu olunge kakhulu yokuphakamisa igama lakho sithi ungcwele unamandla ulungile uphakeme msali wesizwe sonke wena Thixo wethu Today you have become our father and we have become your son. Let us ask of you and you shall give us the nations as our inheritance. Lord, the ends of the earth as our possession. Utezwini lako, you crown our year with goodness. My father, our land, Tikawetu is a fertile land because our lots have fallen in pleasant places. Oh my God, in pleasant places. Kuseni bawo saze sabulela Thixo wethu olungileyo saze saliphakamisa igama lakho waze walunga kuthi Thixo namandla onke waze wangcwele msali wezizwe wena Thixo wethu who does not bring to the time of birth and not allow for birth to happen my father you do not bring us to labor and not allow us to give birth little izwi lakho even before we ask you have already answered ngoba indlebe yakho ayikho kude somandla isandla sakho sikho sifikthane Thixo wethu ukuchukumisa izinto ezingachukumisekiyo ngezandla zethu ukuphatha nkosi yamakhosi upholisa amanxeba Thixo nama afihlakeleyo nkosi yamakhosi uyisandla sakho sikho kude Thixo wethu ukuchukumisa inhliziyo nkosi yamakhosi nemicabango ngendawo ekuseni Lord God Almighty, we want to thank you for divine strength in your presence. Little Swilako, even youth may grow tired and weary, but those who wait upon the Lord, they shall renew their strength. Basalwane, they shall renew their strength. Exini, they shall mount up on wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not be faint. Little Swilako, tikowetolungi nabacha, nkosema kosibaya tinwenzele. Umphako uyabola endleleni kodwa wena mnikazi womphako awuboli ngoba the seed osinike yona yalensindiso it is incorruptible my father sithi noma sesidiniwe sithi noma sesizithengise emakethe ngesheleni ifuku into yangaphakathi into yasekhaya ezulwini engaboliyo thixo wethu in the midst of ukubola kwelizwe siphila kulo Nkosi yamakhosi namhlanje siyabulela ugcinwa nguwe Nkosi yamakhosi siyabulela Thixo wethu uthandwa nguwe ekuseni siyakubulela for divine health mighty father little iswilako you are the great physician you are the balm that is in Gilead Thixo namandla onke siyabulela namhlanje ngosipholisa ingqondo ngosipholisa inhliziyo ngosipholisa emzimbeni yethu Thixo wethu abadiniweyo uyaba vuselela babo abagulayo uyabaphilisa Thixo wethu olunge kakhulu abaphuka inhliziyo uyawabopha amanxeba ngenxa yalensindiso oh my god my god my god besingobani thina Thixo wethu what is man this morning that you are so mindful of him besingobani thina Thixo namandla onke besingobani msali wethu thina that you have loved us, Lord God. You are no longer even calling us servants. You are calling us your sons and daughters. You are calling us gods, children of the Most High Gods. Oh my God, we want to thank you, Exenikatiko. We are children of the Most High God. Barcelona this morning, oh, Wazawalungu Yehovah, we bless the Lord. We bless the Lord. Bayakota mayaketa baba. We bless the Lord. This morning we bless the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Indeed, exceni little is sing, O childless woman, you who have never given birth. Break into loud and joyful song, O Jerusalem, you who have never been in labor. For the desolate woman now has more children than the woman who lives with her husband, says the Lord. Enlarge your house, build an addition, spread out your home, and spare no expense, for you will soon be bursting at the seams. Your descendants will occupy other nations and resettle ruined cities. Fear not, for you will no longer live in shame. Do not be afraid. There is no more disgrace for you. You will no longer remember the shame of your youth and the sorrows of widowhood, for your Creator will be your husband. The Lord of heaven's armies is his name. He is your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, the God of all the earth. For the Lord has called you back from your grief, as though you were a young wife abandoned by her husband, says your God. For a brief moment I abandoned you, but with great compassion I will take you back. In a burst of anger I turned my face away for a little while, but with everlasting love I will have compassion on you, says the Lord your Redeemer. Just as I saw in the time of Noah that I will never again let a flood cover the earth, so now I swear that I will never again be angry and punish you. For the mountains may move and the hills may disappear, but even then, my faithful love for you will remain. My covenant of blessing will never be broken, says the Lord, who has mercy on you. We thank you this morning, Father, in the precious name of our Lord and Savior, our friend, the head of the church, the firstborn of all who believe, Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Barcelona. Oh, wazawalunga.
You're at 657 a.m. Radio caring 24 hours a day.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/Radio Pulpit.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.